Okay, let's move on to item 20, staff report. Gail, do we have a staff report?
Yes, I have one, and I believe Karen Levy has one as well. I wanted to mention that this past Monday that the office lobby is open. So we are fully open to members in person. And also Siegel, who serves as a consultant for the Sagitech, the new pension system project, recently notified us that the project manager assigned to Sasera will be retiring. I will say that she's been doing just an outstanding job while she's been on this assignment. And but Siegel has provided a proposed replacement as well as a transition plan for the next few months. So I did want to notify the board of that.
Okay. I think you may have mentioned that in our earlier discussion today, but in the public session, that's appropriate, so that we have that identified as part of your staff report. Any other items you want to cover?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Karen, did you have any staff report items?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point of clarification regarding an earlier agenda item from today, item 11, the appointment of the ad hoc advisory committee to review the CEO's compensation package.
I was wondering if you were going to mention that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, that is just for the board chair to identify who the chairperson and vice chairperson of the committee would be.
Well, so I think we did that. My question was whether it required a vote, because I showed it. It shows up in my roll call sheet, but I thought it was an appointment action only by the chair, and so I took that action.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry if I missed it. If you did identify the chairperson and the vice chairperson for the committee, that's just fine. And no, it does not require a motion. It's simply an appointment by the board chair. So just to clarify, who is the chairperson and vice chairperson for the ad hoc committee that you appointed today?
Yeah, I did not identify the chair and the vice chair in my action on item 11. So I can do that now. And just for the sake of, in the interest of time, I will appoint myself as chair and appoint David as vice chair, holding our respective offices on the board. And I'll appoint Jerry as chair in waiting. So that'll complete the appointment item. How's that? Does that work?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Great. No, I appreciate it. And thanks for the clarification that no vote was required, because I thought it might have required a ratification vote. So that's helpful. All right. We cleaned that item up. Outside professional reports. I don't know if we have. Oh, Tim was on. I'm sorry. Tim, do you have a staff report?
I do not today.
Okay. I saw your name, though, and I thought, well, I would be remiss if I didn't.
I'm just here in case I'm needed.
I'm just letting you know we're paying attention. So, all right, that's good. Carry on. Thank you. All right, let's move on to trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments? I know that Mike said he had a report. Yes, Mike, go ahead.
I'll try to make this quick. I know it's late. I've got four pages of notes, and I won't read them all. I attended the Advanced Principles of Pension Governance for Trustees. This was at the UCLA Luskin Center. Conference center in UCLA in Los Angeles, March 30th through April 1st. I don't know if any of you have ever been to UCLA, to the Luskin Center, but you can't tell where UCLA starts and LA ends. It's all one big conglomerate. And although the hotel was nice, I wouldn't recommend it to just stay in Los Angeles. It's too difficult to get to, and there's nothing around there but school and kids. We had a great conference. As I told Gail earlier, it's probably what I would say is the best training conference I've ever been to. There were only 9 people that attended, and I think that's part of what made it so much better is we had a very close interaction. Everybody took part, everybody was interested, everybody had comments, and after 3 days, we basically felt a little bit like family, and we are still kind of emailing back and forth with questions and recommendations. So the group of speakers that we had Mark Hovey, who is the retired CEO San Diego, and I believe a current member of the trustee board, Walter with a V, Viola, who was from Cortex Consultants. He did, he spoke on governance. He's out of Canada and gave us a really different perspective on pensions and plans. Jerry Nicholsberg, who is UCLA School of Management, did a bit on forecasting, which was very interesting to me simply because I've never been around that, exposed to that kind of information. There was Steven Sexauer, who I forgot to note where he's from, but he did an excellent job. Chris Waddell is attorney, general counsel for numerous pension plans. And then, of course, Paul Angelo was there and did his actuarial thing. Some of the things I took away from this, and I don't know if I'm the only one that's never heard of this acronym, is NIFO, NIFO, which is noses in, fingers out. Basically, apparently everybody there knew it but me, but it has to do with, you know, be involved, know what's going on, be conscious of what's happening, but don't get personally involved. In other words, we're talking about staff and the management of the corporation. It's not our business to be, you know, have our fingers into the pie. It's our business to do policy and governance, but, you know, not the operations. One of the things that they used as a example was Tim the Tool Man. Used to be on TV where they had Wilson, who always used to look over the fence. All you ever saw was his nose, but he gave all these great pieces of information to keep Tim on the right track and keep him moving forward. So that was their example of how to get your nose in, but keep your fingers out. There was also the resist the groupthink, which I think, you know, is pretty, you know, self-explanatory. Also focused on say I believe, not I think, to be more positive in your interactions. And we had a long discussion on there's no such thing as multitasking, no matter what anybody tells you. However, there were a few examples that you might disagree with. I won't go into them now because they're somewhat explicit. There was a lot of discussion by a lot of the presenters on C plus I equals B plus E. Of course, Paul was into that big time. We got another button from him. But Walter Viola and our forecaster also was big on putting that out and had discussions on how that interacted with their process. See real quickly, go over some of this. So no such thing as dumb questions. Well, I don't know about that. I ask a few, I think. Two hat rule was just overwhelmingly brought out and focused on, and I was really pleased to see Candace today, and whenever she brought that up and said that she put her hat aside for her supervisor's hat and made decisions for the benefit of the board, and you know, again, there's, I could go on, you know, for a lot longer, but I think all I can say is if you get a chance to go to this class, take the opportunity. It's a two-day class. I don't know if it'll still be in Los Angeles, but if CalPERS gives it again, I highly recommend going, and they really impart some really good information, and I learned an awful lot there.
Thank you, Mike, for that detailed report. I know Gail was excited to hear that the news that was well-received, and CalPERS has made a lot of strides since several years ago. And so I'm glad that was a worthwhile presentation. Does anybody else have any reports from conferences or meetings they went to? Well, seeing none, today we've come to the point where we're going to adjourn our meeting. And today we are going to adjourn in memory and in honor of Mary Lee Ann Phillips, John's wife, who passed away on April 3rd. And John, I can just tell you, on behalf of the entire Cicera family and all the board, we express to you our heartfelt condolences. I know there are no words, but we want to adjourn in her honor and memory today and wish you Godspeed and to you and the family and wish you all the best.
Amen.
Second that motion.
She'd be very, very pleased to recognize, to know that this kind of a recognition was made for her. I think what she would have the greatest pleasure in reflecting on is she left a legacy of four children, and we had 10 grandchildren to go with them. And so there's a lot of her spirit and life now following along. And it's not a process anybody seeks to go through, but it is part of life. Anyway, thank you very much for that recognition.
Well, it's heartfelt. Yeah. I can't express enough our condolences and sympathy, but it's wonderful that you have a large and lively family and life does go on. So thank you, John. Thank you for the kind words.
Very sorry to hear that, John.
Thank you, David.
All right. With that, we stand adjourned. John, be well. All of you, we'll see you next time.
God bless you, John.
Thank you. God bless.